On Morgan's AM, US equity markets posted fresh record highs to cap a solid week.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets posted fresh record highs to cap a solid week, buoyed by the latest job figures and encouraging results from Pfizer for its antiviral COVID-19 pill. The Dow gained 204 points or 0.56% to close at a new peak of 36,327. The broader S&P 500 added 17.5 points or 0.37% to log its seventh consecutive gain and settle at a record high of 4,697. Energy led 10 of the 11 primary sectors higher on Friday, with healthcare the only primary sector to close in the red. Pfizer jumped almost 11% after the pharmaceutical company said its COVID antiviral reduced the risk of hospitalizations or death by almost 90%. The NASDAQ composite added 31 points or 0.2% to close at almost 16,000, and the small cap Russell 2000 index was up 1.45%. Global bond funds drew massive inflows in the week to 3rd of November as investors reassessed expectations around the future course of key policy rate hikes ahead of major central bank meetings. In US corporate earnings, Goodyear Tire and Rubber jumped 12.5% after exceeding consensus forecasts, citing improved pricing and as the transportation industry moved record freight volume. The other notable was Berkshire Hathaway, which reported another double-digit increase in its operating profit, which was up 18%. The company's cash pile hit a record high of $149 billion as it continued to sit on the sidelines. The record cash came despite Berkshire Hathaway's aggressive share buybacks. The company repurchased $7.6 billion of its own stock in the third quarter, bringing the nine-month total to $20.2 billion. Berkshire bought a record 24.7 of its own stock last year. In economic data, the non-farm payrolls report recorded a larger than expected 531,000 increase in jobs in October versus economists' forecast for an addition of 450,000 jobs. Data for September was also revised higher to record 312,000 instead of the previously reported 194,000 jobs. The unemployment rate fell from 4.6 from 4.8% in September. In Europe, the benchmark European Stoxx 600 index inched higher to a fresh record closing high of 483 and settling with a 1.67 weekly gain. Germany's DAX edged 0.15% higher. France's CAC gained 0.76 to climb above the 7,000 mark for the first time. London's FTSE rose 24 points or 0.33% to 7,300, that is. London's FTSE 100 rose 24 points or 0.33% to close at 7,300. Base metals mostly stabilised on Friday after a week of volatility across the complex. Copper added 0.79% to close at $4.31 a pound, parring the weekly decline to 0.15%. Elsewhere, nickel rose 1.5% and aluminium was up by 0.1%. That was after dropping 3.3% and touching its lowest level since August in the previous session. Zinc fell 0.42%. Benchmark spot iron ore was down $7 or 7% to $93.14 a ton. Gold futures gained $23.30 or 1.3% to $1,816 an ounce, marking the highest finish for the most active contract since 3rd of September and settling with a 1.8% weekly gain. Some traders cited the disappointing participation rate within the October jobs report as providing some support for the yellow metal. Silver futures rose 1% to $24 an ounce. Oil prices rebounded from their lowest settlements since early October to cap a week that saw OPEC and their key producing alloys resist pressure from the Biden administration and decide to keep their crude production increases in place. WTI climbed $2.46 or 3.1% to $81.27 a barrel. Brent rose $2.20 or 2.7% to $82.74 a barrel. US Treasury yields declined across the maturities despite the stronger than expected October jobs report. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note fell 7.3 basis points to 1.45%. The 30-year bond yield dropped 7.8 basis points to 1.89. Aussie dollar buying 73.99 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.